In the days of 1955, this little boy would look through the catalogs depicted on the back of comic books. I'd pencil this 5 pages long, the stuff I had to buy, and try to sell my daddy on all the reasons why. He'd take my list and shake it, and we'd argue to and fro, but the one who had the final say was the one who held the dough. To Racine, Wisconsin, I'd send daddy's check and pray. My bag of tricks and novelties would ship without delay. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, God bless you, Mr. Smith, for sending me your catalog of the things I might have missed. Those edifying wonders were waiting in the mail, but if then was now and now was then, you'd likely go to jail. Now, daddy was a skeptic about those products having worth. I countered with a simple faith, much like I felt in church. The days, they passed like decades, my summer dreamed away, lurking like a specter as the postman made his way. 'Cause I knew I'd be a marvel to my buddies and my kin. They'd be begging me to do my tricks, but I'd just nod and grin. Kids that never liked me would try to be my friend, but I'd shock them with a buzzer when they went to take my hand. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, God bless you, Mr. Smith, for sending me a catalog of the things I might have missed. Those edifying wonders were waiting in the mail, but if then was now and now was then, you'd likely go to jail. A pin that stuck my cousin when he turned the radio on, a spring that snapped his finger hard when he took a stick of gum, the ink stains on my sister's blouse vanished in the sun, streets that made her lips swell up when I finally gave her some. The X-ray magic goggles let you see through Laura's clothes, point them at your open hand and view the little bones. There's soap washed daddy dirty, a surprise for Uncle Luke, waxed to black my front teeth and colored rubber pew. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, God bless you, Mr. Smith, for sending me your catalog of the things I might have missed. Those edifying wonders were waiting in the mail, but if then was now and now was then, you'd likely go to jail. Toys of power and magic you could never find in stores, mostly junk that didn't work, but I always ordered more. We were getting what we paid for, and the prices, they were low. Something to look forward to, a kid could always hope. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, God bless you, Mr. Smith, for sending me a catalog of the things I might have missed. Those edifying wonders were waiting in the mail, but if then was now and now was then, you'd likely go to jail. If then was now and